Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We are getting an update from Electric Royalties, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELEC, and on the OTC markets under the symbol ELECF. I am chatting with the CEO, Brendan Urich. Now, Brendan, let's follow up on a news release that came out earlier this week, May 18th. It is the company signing an LOI to acquire two graphite royalties from Vox Royalty. Now, these two graphite royalties, one being on the Graphmata asset and the other being on the Yalbra royalty. The Yalbra royalty is in Australia and the Graphmata asset, that mine is in Madagascar. The deal is an all-share deal or primarily share deal here for $2.85 million Canadian. That's payable in shares, and there's a $50,000 cash payment. Brendan, give us a little update on the main asset here in this deal, this Graphmata asset, because as it's outlined in the news release, it sounds like this mine will be soon back online. Currently, it's on care and maintenance. Give us an update here.
Yeah, sure. So, this really is a mining complex at Graphmata. They had about 20 months of continuous production, during that time. And 43% of that was large jumbo flake. And in the graphite space, one of the kind of key hurdles really is getting enough product out there to off-takers so that they can actually qualify it. It's a longer than you'd think process. And so, these guys have gone through that hurdle. And they have an existing plant there that is capable of producing 6,000 tons per annum of large flake graphite concentrate. So, this could come back online very, very quickly. It's really just on care and maintenance due to COVID restrictions in the country of Madagascar. This thing, could be back cash flowing, as early as the start of next year. It's a really special asset. It's one Vast Metals is the operator. They're one of two groups on the entire ASX, really, that has the capability or is producing graphite, today, and there have not been a lot of new graphite mines coming to production over the last 10 years. So, these guys have all the right stuff in terms of what you want to see on flake distribution and such for the EV space and end users. We're excited to pick this asset up. That's definitely the flagship, of the two. And Yalbra, which you mentioned as well, high-grade resource, in Australia a little bit earlier stage, but something that's going to see some incredible growth and value over time.
So regarding this Graphmata asset, I do have to ask, it is noted that the royalty is capped at either $5 million Australian royalty revenue or by December 31st, 2028. How much of this royalty out of that $5 million has been paid to date?
Yeah, almost nothing's been paid to date. I think it's been about $50,000 or so. So they still have the full room on the cap on the cash side, and on the timeline side, I really don't expect that we'll ever get close to that. I mean, the plan is to really triple production over the next 2 years, and so we should get to the 5 million number well ahead of the timeline date. But ultimately, like all of our royalty groups that we hold royalties on, we plan to be good partners and supportive partners. They're going to need capital for expansion of the mine. The market cap is probably not where they'd like to see their equity valuation at today. And so, royalty financing is a great form of financing, not only for royalty companies, but for the companies themselves. And so, ultimately, we plan to, go talk to them once we actually own this royalty, offer some more capital to help that expansion. And there'll be some type of negotiation around removing the cap on royalties, because it is something that people get a little bit cut up on, and it does take away some of the long term value. But this is a really good into this operation. There's not very many like them out there, we're excited. We think it fits right in well with our theme of like most of our lithium royalties are in and around the only producing lithium mine in Canada. We have royalties on 2/3 of the only manganese district in North America being developed in the EV space. There just isn't many, of these critical metal projects that really do fit the bill, quite like Graphmata does. So, we're excited about it.
So what about this relationship with Vox Royalty? Because in all fairness, you guys are both royalty companies, so one could view you guys, Electric Royalties and Vox Royalties, as competitors, but it sounds like you're working together here. I've had Vox Royalties on the show, but give us a little insights into how your two companies are working together.
Yeah, well, look, first off, I just want to say I really like those guys. You know, Spencer and Kyle, I really like the team. You know, they've been established, I guess, for a little bit longer than we have. And, you know, we're probably the only, you know, we're the only group right now, right, that is focused, you know, entirely on, you know, the suite of metals required for this clean energy transition. Vox Royalties being more of a precious metal-focused royalty company. You know, that's who they raise money from. That's, you know, their investor base, and that's kind of what their strategy is moving forward. And so it's actually, you know, kind of a perfect partnership. You know, they have access to a proprietary database that they've put together over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, you know, over 7,000 royalties. And so there's a lot of deal flow that they see, you know, that doesn't necessarily fit what they are looking for, you know, and what Vox is kind of built to do. But, you know, they'd love to monetize, you know, that deal flow if there was an avenue. And really that partnership, the partnership with Electric Royalties, is a way for them to monetize that deal flow. And to kind of gain exposure to the, you know, clean energy revolution, as it were, via that partnership. So, yeah, I think it's one of those situations where, you know, we aren't really competing. And we always said we aren't really competing with the precious metal royalty groups out there. You know, I look at Vox and I see, you know, these guys have been the fastest growing royalty company basically over the last 2 years in what's been a, you know, quite competitive space, you know, around precious metals. And so, you know, obviously they got, you know, some kind of a secret sauce in terms of, you know, what they have with this database and the team that they put together. And so, yeah, no, we're excited about it. We think, you know, it's a good win-win for both companies. You know, and this first transaction is really the, you know, like I said, the first transaction. And what we hope is a very long and successful partnership together.
Okay, so it sounds like there could be some more deals coming through your guys working with Vox Royalty here. Brendan, just remind everybody now how many royalties, total assets the company has in your royalty portfolio. And do you have an estimate on a potential cash flow for this year?
Yeah, so we've got about 16 royalties, I guess, all in, said and done, to include these two royalties. Obviously, we still have to close on these, and we're still closing out our first cash flow royalty that we announced a little while ago, but I'm hoping to have that kind of wrapped up in the next few weeks. And this one is a, you know, fairly simple deal to close. It's, like I said, it's all shares deal, you know, for by and large. And, you know, we're hoping that we can get this kind of closed out, you know, within a month. So, you know, at the end of the, you know, end of next month, we should have 16 royalties all closed on and under under our banner. In terms of cash flow forecast, yeah, I think next, you know, for a full year look, if you're going to say starting next month when we actually close on our first cash flow and royalty, you know, we'd be looking at cash flow of about, you know, 600,000, 700,000 or so, maybe from that over, you know, June through June of next year. But really it starts to get, you know, exponentially grow from there. You know, this graphite royalty, like I said, you know, could be back into production as early as, you know, the start of 2022. And as they ramp up, you know, we're looking at, you know, maybe 300,000-400,000 initially, but they have plans to triple production, you know, pretty shortly after that. And so, you know, you'd be looking at about $1 million a year next year. By the end of next year, our lithium royalty, Oche, should start to be in production. Sayona just raised $20 million to finalize their acquisition of the Canada Lithium Mine. Plan is to basically blend ore from our Oche project to wrap up production of that mine. So that would be adding another, you know, 500,000 or so in annual revenues moving forward. You know, and then it really kind of comes down to, you know, within our portfolio, our graphite royalty on Bitsa Creek, that thing's ready to go, shovel ready. All they need is an off-take contract, and that will basically spur project financing. You know, so we could be looking at, you know, by the end of that year, another $1 million a year coming online in terms of annual cash flow. And then, you know, if you look about another year or two out, you know, we have our manganese royalty. It will be the biggest royalty that, you know, is in our portfolio once production. You know, we're forecasting it to pay off about $5 or $6 million a year for, you know, 35, 40 year mine life. And our vanadium royalty should be coming online in about that time frame as well. They actually just got Glencore just came in to help with feasibility funding, sign an offtake agreement, and then this week they doubled the size of the resource. So, you know, that's from our current portfolio. I think what groups are going to be excited to see really is where we go and what we add to the portfolio after this. I mean, we have a very keen eyesight, I guess you could say, towards picking up a few more producing royalties. And so we're expecting we'll add another two or three producing royalties over the next kind of 6 to 9 months as well. So, you know, it's going to be a very exciting period of growth, you know, over the next kind of 12 months for electric royalties.
All right. Well, Brandon, thank you for that update and also the follow-up on the news, the acquisition of these two royalties right here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get those answered for you, and I also have Brandon back on the show as more news, who knows, maybe even some more acquisitions hit the market. Brandon, I appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, no, thanks, boys. Appreciate it, and you as well.